welcome this morning, express appreciation for your being here. We say it so often, but we also say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. So appreciate your desire to be with us today, and not only to enjoy friendship, fellowship, but to involve ourselves as a congregation, giving our worship and praise to God. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along, I ask my brethren sometimes to look around and make sure those beside you, they would like to have an outline or bulletin, to please follow along if you so desire. The title of the lesson comes from the text that was read to us. We're going to talk about daily Christianity, or everyday Christianity. In Acts chapter 5, and then I'll put this in your notes, but in Acts chapter 5, verse 42, it says, every day in the temple and at home, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus as the Christ. There's something about everyday Christianity. There's something that we need to do for God or to God or say to God or listen to God every day in your life and mine, in that relationship that we enjoy. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, and I didn't put this in your notes either, but under the introduction. But in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, it says, ye also, meaning all of us, and he gives a description of us in a series of words. He says, as living stones, you are built up to a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Paul also gives a description of these words in Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, I urge you, plead with you, he says, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Ah. But it has to be holy, acceptable to God. And then Paul adds a phrase, it's our reasonable service. It's reasonable. It's our service, our obligation. There is a manner in which we are to present ourselves before God. And I'm going to list several things in our lesson this morning that we should do daily. Number one is daily prayer. Daily prayer. And remember when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, one phrase that he used in Luke 11, verse 3, give us this day our daily bread. Daily. So every day we find time in some form or fashion, whether we're just walking and talking with God, or we bow our heads and close our eyes and hold our hands, or we just look up and say, God, help me today. Give me the things that I need. But Jesus says, you'll give us, God, our daily needs. In Psalm 68, verse 19, there's a reason to be thankful, and we ought to say thank you to God for the things he provided. Psalmist says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with blessings. God daily loads us up. Loads us. Not just, oh, here's a little bit today for right now. Loads us up. The God of our salvation. So we need to pray. Pray. God help me. God thank you. Number two, daily Bible study. Put in the Old Testament, Moses gathered Israel together, the Israelites, before they went into the promised land. And among other things, he gives them this admonition. He says, almost directly to the parents, in that parent-child relationship, this is something I want you to do every day. In Deuteronomy 6, beginning at verse 6, it says, these words which I command you this day, y'all, I want them in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, When you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be frontless between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So Moses being very practical. I'm giving you the commandment of the Lord. And there's a way in which you can be helped to remember what God says to us. You know, sometimes we in life, you know, we have our to-do list and things like that. Or we put our post-it notes sometimes around the house. Well, post scripture. You know, help yourself in your daily Bible study. It's interesting that James Boyd back there, just after Bible class this morning, came up and said, "Brian, I have this daily Bible reading book. I'm not sure he knew what I was going to preach on today." But he has a schedule. Well, every day there's something that he reads concerning God's Word. Just short, just a paragraph or two. Doesn't take but a moment, a minute. But he allows God to speak to him through his Word, through a daily devotional. Paul recommended a group in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. They were the Bereans. And Paul's on his missionary journey, left Thessalonica, comes to Berea. And he says to you, Bereans, you're more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that you've received the word of God with all readiness of mind, and you've searched the scriptures daily. Oh, there's our word. You search the scriptures daily to see if the things that Paul had said were so. It's a good thing to do. Make sure that what you're hearing, you know, from the pulpit here, from the Bible class teacher, or just from one another, in your Bible discussions, make sure it's from the Bible. So one way to do that is search the scriptures every day. Get a good reading Bible in your house. You know, get some good study books. On the back of our bulletin, there's a website. You use our website for daily Bible study. I've known people to take this sermon outline, and they'll use this as a refresher. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's go back and reread all these verses that Brian presented in that sermon on Sunday. So this becomes a study guide. It's possible to be a daily Bible reader. Number three, daily evangelism. See, oh, Brian, I'm not a preacher or a Bible class teacher, but there's a way in which we present ourselves in daily living that we can involve ourselves in daily evangelism. And one is just by the way that we live. Not that we're standing on a corner shouting out God's message, but no, but just people watch us. And just by the way we live, we let people know to whom we belong and on whose side we stand. By the speech, by our actions. In Luke 19, verse 47, he, meaning Jesus, was teaching daily in the temple. Daily, there's our word. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 31, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Night and day, every day. Now, so one way when we think about evangelism, whether it's us as individuals or as a congregation, you've already started today by either attending our Bible class or being in this worship assembly. You're involved in evangelism. Again, I just mentioned, you take the outline, you share it with somebody. Oh, you're involved in daily evangelism. You attend our Bible classes. We meet again Wednesday evening. You look at our website. It's interesting, Clarence, a year or so ago, he gave it a report just on our website and how many hits are involved on that. Thousands every day visit the website of this congregation. You and I are involved in daily evangelism just through that website. We, in our mission efforts, those folks that we support, what they do, we've made a contribution to. Look at the folks that we've sent to preacher training schools, and now we've multiplied our efforts through others. And then our individual telling of others. We're involved in daily evangelism, whether you realize that or not. All of us here are. Number four is daily exhortation. In Hebrews 3, verse 13, said that the admonition is, or the charge, exhort one another daily. We've just been given the command or the obligation. We've been given the encouragement to do this every day. Exhort one another with Paul, Brian. How can I do that? We can. Make the phone call. Make the visit. Send the email or the text. And put in your notes, you can start right here. You know, in our Bible class or between Bible class and worship assembly. After the worship assembly, you know, exhort those that are around you after the amen is said and we're dismissed. You can exhort one another in the foyer, in the parking lot. The exhortation opportunities are available if we'll just do it. In our evening assembly, if you want to exhort one another, come early, stay late. Opportunities abound. So all we have to do is open our eyes. Say, Brian, you've listed six things. Well, just they're easily done if we just look. Daily exhortation. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, Paul said, we exhort you, brethren. Well, Paul was, and even in writings, Paul said, I'm going to exhort when I write. Number five is daily ministration. There was a situation like that in the church in Jerusalem, the first early congregations. So that there will always be opportunities for you and me to help others in need of food, clothing, and shelter. Wealth will not be eliminated. It's interesting because Jesus said in Matthew 26, verse 11, you have the poor always with you. Can't eliminate that situation. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 10, remember the poor. In James 1, verse 27, says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, that you visit the fatherless and the widows in their trouble. So when troublesome times come in the lives of others, you and I need to be prepared to visit or administer or help. Or ask, what do you need? Or how can I help you? Let me get that for you. In some form or fashion, we need to be there to say, let me help. Paul said in Galatians 6, verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all men, but especially those of the household of faith. So we want to have eyes open to seize the opportunity that are presented to us. We have a food pantry at this congregation. You know that. You may know someone that needs some help with groceries. We can help. We support a boys' home in Oklahoma. We get news about people in distress across our nation with disasters, and we have Churches of Christ Disaster Relief that we support. We have missions. So whether you look at this list, say, oh, I don't, daily ministration, if you didn't know it, you and I are already involved in that through various means, through agencies and through contributions and helping others. So thank you in all these areas. And number six was daily cross-bearing. Daily cross-bearing. Jesus said it. In Luke 9, verse 23, if any man will come after me, well, that's what I want to do. I want to be a follower of Jesus. He said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Oh, every day. Yeah. Every day. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 37, whoever does not take his cross and come after me is not worthy of me. So we sing the song, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And the hymn writer answered the question, no, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. And in these six things, Like, oh, that's a powerful list. But you know, just with daily living, you are probably already doing these things to varying degrees. So yeah, say thank you. I'm just calling to your mind. You're already hopefully involved in daily prayer. I encourage you to do more. In some form or fashion, you may just have a Bible conversation with somebody, family or friend. That's Bible study. Don't think of, well, maybe Bible study, I have to sit down for 45 minutes or an hour. No. It could be a minute and a half in conversation. That's Bible study. Evangelism, live your life the way you're supposed to. Daily exhortation, just encourage someone. Daily ministration, as we have opportunity, we do good. Daily cross-bearing? Yeah. You've made a sacrifice to attend an assembly. You had other choices where you could be. You've already sacrificed something to be here. Atta boy. Let me just add one more. When all of these things are in place, there will be another daily. There will be daily results. Add that one to your notes. Daily results. It was in the text we read this morning in Acts 2, verse 47. The Lord added to them, meaning the church daily, those who were being saved. Daily. Daily results. The Lord added daily. In Acts 16, verse 5, it says, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, don't think of it as just one, a single congregation. Think of it as the body of Christ, churches of Christ, nationwide and worldwide. When all of us in all these congregations, nationwide and worldwide, do these live daily Christianity, there's going to be daily results in the Lord's church across our nation and across our world. Daily results. Yeah. But you and the challenge and the exhortation is, let's you and me do our part. I want to do my part. And we can. So our closing prayer is not, Lord, we now are now leaving you for the next 6 days. No, we're not doing that. So I put in your notes, the church gathered today. The church gathered right now. When we, after we say our amen and we leave, you're still the church. But you're the church scattered. And the poem I'll close with is, you are writing a gospel. You are writing a gospel, a chapter each day. You and I are writing a chapter each day. By the deeds that you do and the things that you say, you're writing a gospel. You're preaching the gospel each day. Men read what you write, others see us. Men read what you write, whether faulty or true. Hey, what is the gospel according to you? What is it? What gospel are you preaching each day by the things that you do and the things that you say? Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation, a song of exhortation. There's one here this morning, not a member of the New Testament church. Never been baptized for remission of sins. We can accomplish that this morning. You simply need to let that be known. We have a simple plan or formula or steps to take to become a Christian. Become a member of the New Testament church. We simply outline those, and they're in the back of your bulletin. You know, so we list them by saying, here's a simple plan or steps or a pattern. Hear the Word of God. Listen to it. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, how can you believe in someone you haven't heard? Simple question. So you want to hear what God's says that God so loved the world. Then second, you want to believe it. Jesus said himself in John 8, verse 24, except you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. I don't want to die in my sins. So I want to hear and then I want to believe the biblical message. Then number three, I'll want to repent because Jesus said it too. In Luke 13, verses 3 and 5, except you repent, you'll perish. I don't want to perish. I don't want to die in my sins. I don't want to perish. So I'm going to hear, believe, and repent. Then number four, you'll want to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. That's what the Ethiopian did in Acts chapter 8. When Philip preached to him Jesus, the Ethiopian's response was, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe, you may. He said, I believe. He made that confession. I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Philip said, stop the chariot. Number five. Then they were baptized. Philip and Ethiopian went down into the water. Philip baptized him. Came up out of the water. Ethiopian rejoices. When those four things are in place, you can be baptized. Once you've heard, and having heard, you believe that Bible message, you really do repent of your sins, confess your faith, and you can be baptized. And so we simply give that invitation out at the close of a lesson. We sing this encouragement song. And so while we're in this song, if that's your desire, if that's your resolve to obey that simple plan, just simply come and have a seat beside me. And at the close of the song, we'll honor that request. So let's stand together and sing the song that Dennis has selected.